Friday morning means we talk movies with Stephanie Curtis, Minnesota Public Radio News Cube critics. We're going to talk about the movie Mistress America. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
All right. What is it? How was it?
This is the new movie by Noah Baumbach, who did Greenberg, and his last movie was While We're Young, the Naomi Watts, Ben Stiller movie where some Gen Xers try to recapture their youth. Anyway, so this is his second movie of the year, and it stars Greta Gerwig, who's his life partner and his collaborator on the film. She's a writer, too, and they made Frances Ha together. And this new movie is about a young woman played by an actress named Lola Kirk. Her sister, Jemima Kirk, is on Girls, and she plays a kid heading off to college her freshman year, and she's feeling kind of lost and lonely and rejected by the literary society. And then her mom is getting married. She says, you should look up the woman who is going to be your new stepsister. She's in New York City, too. And she does, and she's played by Greta Gerwig, and the two have adventures running around the city being young people together. But it's really about mainly the older character, Greta Gerwig, who is a gal about town. She's turning 30, but she's still, she goes to see a band, and the band says, come on out and sing with us. And she goes to a restaurant, and everybody knows her, but she doesn't do anything else with her life. She hasn't found her calling. She hasn't, she's an instructor at SoulCycle. She does party planning, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And she wants to do something more, but she doesn't know what that could be. She's one of these people who's really great at living life, but not really great at making a living or figuring out what she wants to do. So it's about that time of life when you're 18 and you're trying to figure out what kind of adult you want to be, but also when you're an adult and you've really got to move into adulthood. But it sounds like it's kind of a serious drama. It's not. It's this fizzy comedy. It's really, really funny. They get into all kinds of bad situations because of their bad choices. And I really, really loved it.
Is this a chick flick? That's what I'm wondering.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not a chick flick. It is definitely more like a screwball comedy from the 30s or 40s than it is Shopaholic or something like that. Like one of the movies based on Bridget Jones's Diary or anything
Okay.
It's not a chick flick. And you know what? If read to me, Noah Baumbach, his last movie, I didn't buy into the generational crisis that the Gen Xers were facing in this film while we're young. But this one, it really felt like it was true to how a teenage girl feels and true to how a woman in her having a quarter life crisis would feel, even though it's directed by a guy. But he has, Greta Gerwig is his collaborator, and it rang true to me. But then again, I'm an old person looking at this. I'm not a 30-year-old, and I'm not an 18-year-old. But sure. It really took the issue seriously. It wasn't like a Woody Allen film where he makes a movie about some young woman, and it doesn't feel like a real young woman.
Right.
It feels like a septuagenarian's idea of what a modern girl would be like, and it's kind of based on women he knew in the 60s. It feels true to life to me.
Okay. We're talking about the new movie Mistress America. I noticed a couple familiar names, the folks who scored the movie. They did the music. So Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips.
Yep. And the music is, it's wonderful soundtrack, but then also there's this great moment where they run off to the suburbs for lots of wacky reasons you don't need to know. And a man opens the door, and it's Dean Wareham, looking handsome and rumpled and like, he's just getting better looking as he gets older. So he makes he's a very wry presence on the screen. He'd been in some earlier Noah Baumbach films too. But the soundtrack is great. And it's kind of also about New York moving from being a place where an artsy downtown kid can bum around to a place where you really can't afford to be there anymore. You got to find someplace new.
So is this a wide release movie? Is this something that you'd probably catch at the
I think it's playing
Lagoon?
At the Landmark Lagoon.
Okay.
I think it's pretty small. It's not wide release. Like his last movie, While We're Still Young, started off in art houses, but then kind of went everywhere. And this one's much, much smaller.
It's called Mistress America.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read more about it when you go to thecurrent.org and click on our Cube Critics link right there. Now, when it comes to Dean Wareham, let's not forget his singing partner, Britta Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget that she's been in a movie or two.
She was in Satisfaction
with
Justine Bateman.
One of
the great rock movies of all time.
Yes. And, who else was in that? Julia Roberts was even in Satisfaction.
That's right. And Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
makes an appearance when he wasn't Liam Neeson quite yet.
I know. If you are hearing about this movie for the first time, like you missed that one in the 80s or you just missed that decade because you weren't around yet.
It's a must see.
It is. It really
is. It really is amazing. And it gets more amazing as the years go by.
So Mistress America, Dean and Britta, they have scored the movie. But I thought we'd go to a band that they were in called Luna. This is California All the Way on 89.3 The Current.